The harvest moon is coming up on Friday the 14th, and all across the country, people think they know what it means. Some assume it has no observational significance, that harvest moon is just another archaic name, like April's grass moon. Others imagine just the opposite, that the harvest moon looks special in some way, bigger or redder or higher or something. Nope, not even close. In fact, no other moon is as famous or as misunderstood. We can immediately dispense with the notion that the harvest moon appears different from other full moons. It doesn't. 3 months from now, when we see the full moon near the winter solstice, that one does look different because it's the year's highest and shines through drier, crisper air, making it unusually white and bright. But September's harvest moon? No, nothing special. But if it doesn't look special, what's the fuss? It all boils down to that old mischief maker, the tilt of the earth. Right now, the moon moves against the background stars at its skinniest slant to the eastern horizon, so that it rises just 25 minutes later each night, instead of its normal 1 hour nightly delay. That's the whole deal. The harvest moon is simply a series of evenings when the full moon rises most nearly at the same time. The result is that a harried farmer trying to finish harvesting chores might be running out of daylight. The sun sets and bingo, just then the full moon rises to add welcome light. And this goes on for several nights in a row. So the harvest moon is more of an event than a thing. It's the phenomenon of the full and nearly full moon rising at around sunset for several consecutive evenings. The harvest moon can occur as early as September 8th or as late as October 7th, since it's simply the nearest full moon to the equinox. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.